Hey folks, Randy Newberg here. Welcome to Leupold's Hunt Talk Radio. Hey folks, Randy Newberg here with a bonus episode of Leupold's Hunt Talk Radio. Normally I give you this great big long list of sponsors and such, but this one is a bonus episode that I want to talk about. A project we do every year with a group that I'm very passionate about. Their mission, their work, their history has made my life as a hunter, as a person involved in public access and conservation. Their work has affected that in every beneficial way I can think of, and in dramatic beneficial ways, and that would be the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Every year, we do what's called a Win a Hunt with Randy. This is our fifth year of doing it, and what it is the Elk Foundation does a membership drive. And through this membership drive, existing members, new members, upgrading members, all get a chance to win this great big gear package from all my sponsors. But also, we go on an elk hunt together. And this year, to celebrate the 25th year of the Kentucky elk reintroduction, the Elk Foundation has worked with the Nature Conservancy to acquire a tag where the winner of this hunt is going to go to Kentucky the first week of October. We're going to join them. We're going to film it if you want it filmed, but we're going to help you find an elk in the hardwoods of Kentucky. And you're going to get a chance to do what I've dreamed of forever. You're going to get a chance to do what a lot of hunters have dreamed of, and that's hunt elk in Kentucky. So with me on this podcast will be Steve Decker. He's out working remotely right now. And I said, hey, you know, before November 1st, when this sweepstakes ends, I got to get a podcast in, and today's the only day I can do it. He's like, well, gee, Randy, thanks for all the advance notice. I don't have a microphone. I don't have anything. So you might hear a little background noise because Steve's doing it from his laptop. But anyhow, I want him to explain how remarkable the Kentucky elk story is, why it's one of the signature conservation efforts of the Elk Foundation, and how important membership is. Membership isn't just about dollars. It's about the numbers of people, the voice, the credibility, the respect that the organization gets. So I'm going to let Steve get into the details, but if you're interested and you want to support the Elk Foundation, and you maybe would be that lucky person, maybe it's your lucky day, go out to rmef.org/winahunt. Or if you forget that, I suspect if you just Google RMEF Randy Newberg Elk Hunt Sweepstakes, I bet you it would come up. So I want to thank all of these partners of mine, Leupold, who makes this possible, Nosler, another supporter, University of Elk Hunting, Mystery Ranch, Go Hunt, all these groups. They're all pitching in. Sitka, Gerber, Kennetrek, Howa. They're just all pitching in to make this sweepstakes so I guess successful. It's been a super big success. The previous four that we've done, they give me the numbers, and I think that over those four, we've raised over $750,000 of net dollars to the Elk Foundation. Because me and my crew, this is our priority. This is every year we say we're going to dedicate a lot of our time, a lot of our effort, a lot of the space on our platforms to this cause. And it's just that important to us. You know, We want the Elk Foundation to raise as much net money as possible. So we pay for all of our stuff. We pay for people to film. It's hopefully our way of giving back a little bit. There's no way I could personally go write a check to the Elk Foundation for $750,000. But if me and my employees and our crew and us can use our platforms in a way that can be leveraged to help that happen, well, we're on board. Whatever we can do to improve the state of conservation, the state of public lands, of access, it's for us, it's what we want to do. And it's what I want to do. I want to take one of you to Kentucky next year, meet you down there, and watch you shoot a bull elk. So, anyhow, I'm going to get Steve on the line here. So, hang tight. He's going to explain to you why this is so important to RMEF and how one of you are going to be the lucky winner. Good luck. Please go and join rmef.org/win-a-hunt. Here we go. Thanks for being here. Well, folks, on the phone with me today from the remote hinterlands of his cabin somewhere in the wilds of Montana is Steve Decker from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Steve, how are you doing?
Doing well, Randy. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I hope I'm not interrupting a hunt or something.
No, not at all. We're actually in Montana between hunts. As you know, we have the archery season ending last week and the rifle season starting next week. So it's actually a good week for fishing.
Well, you didn't know that I was going to call you today and say, hey, let's jump on a podcast. So I apologize. I didn't give you any heads up. I didn't tell you to bring a microphone or anything else. They're doing it from your phone or your computer. So folks, if you hear dogs barking in the background or whatever, it's just my fault because I didn't give Steve the heads up. But
right. And unfortunately, you won't hear like fish surfacing or tails flapping the top of the water. I'm not out today, but doing a little bit of work here and planning, doing some planning for next year as we close out 2023 is going to be here before we know it.
Yeah. Well, the reason I want to have you on the podcast is, you know, we have until November 1st to promote and get people fired up about the Win a Hunt with Randy sweepstakes this year, which you guys have, you know, we've worked on this together for many years now, and I have a ton of fun. I sent you a picture from Thursday where we just got back with the winner from a previous year's sweepstakes. He shot his first bull in Wyoming. But this year, the sweepstakes winner gets to go to Kentucky next year. So I want to make sure you get the chance to tell the audience the entire details of what this is, how it works, whatever details you want to give them, plus also how important these type of membership drives and fundraisers are for the Elk Foundation and the work you guys can do.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Randy. And I mean, the opportunity to win a hunt with Randy alone, I think, is an incredible opportunity that everybody should participate in. Like, it's a pretty unique experience in and of itself. But when you add that to something that is on so many people's bucket list, and that is an opportunity to hunt elk in the state of Kentucky. For the Win a Hunt, this is our fifth year. We've generated close to $750,000 off of this promotion alone over those years. That, again, delivers membership, which, you know, puts us in a position then to deliver our mission. This is really unique. So we work with the Nature Conservancy to procure these tags and that hunt opportunity. I think that Kentucky is one of the great conservation success stories of all time.
My life, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Since the 90s when we helped reintroduce those elk there, that herd has actually flourished. I think Kentucky holds the ninth most elk in all of the United States now. So they have a really good, robust herd. Wow. Those elk came from a variety of different places. So you had a good genetic mix. It's an opportunity to really harvest a quality bull. And to hunt elk in the hardwoods, I think, would be one of the most unique experiences. So it's in and of itself, it's truly a bucket list adventure opportunity. But behind all of that, it's for a great cause. And as you said, Randy, this is one of those membership drives that we do annually that fuels our organization to deliver our mission. And, you know, you're one of our great champions out there. I know your listeners are well attuned to the things that we do, from the access work that we do, permanent land protection, the habitat stewardship, wildlife management. We've been extremely fortunate to have a large membership that supports the work that we do, and just in a really good place. And these kind of activities, this particular membership drive that we do with you, has become really a critical piece of how we not only maintain and sustain the organization, but we grow and put ourselves in a position to deliver more mission.
Well, I'm thankful that we get to do it. Me and my crew, we love doing it. And I don't know what the official colors of RMEF are, but I'm sure when I bleed, it's whatever that color is.
Another question that for sure, Randy.
Well, I can say without question, Steve, that my life as a hunter, my life kind of known as an elk hunter, would not be what it is today without the, whatever we're at, 38 year history of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and the footprint of the Elk Foundation being everywhere I go. And to go to Kentucky, you and I've had many discussions, and just being in the Kentucky hardwoods in October when the elk are bugling is something that fascinates me. It's been on my list to do, and I'm going to get a chance to help somebody do it. And I'm fired up about that. And then you think about all of our partners that we share, you know, RMEF has partners everywhere. I have my set of partners, and they throw in all of this gear for a prize package. I'm excited that somebody's going to get to do it, and I'm going to get to be a small part of it. And in the process, it raises money for the great cause of it. Kentucky's the example, right? You guys just did that video about the 25-year anniversary of the Kentucky elk introduction, and that's so remarkable what has happened there.
Yeah, again, I think it's one of the great conservation stories that's really the nucleus of elk in the East when we did that restoration back in the 90s. And to see how those elk have expanded their range, have really flourished, it's just an incredible conservation story that even a kid that grew up in Northwest Montana, I'm really proud of the fact that I'm a part of an organization that was able to restore those elk that were gone for 150 years. There was no opportunity not only not to hunt elk, but even see an elk in that part of the world. 150 years is a long time. and to now look at an opportunity to go out there, win this opportunity to do the hunt with you and go through that experience. And one thing I'll tell your listeners, I do know Randy fairly well, and I know where this ranks on Randy's bucket list of hunts to do. Going into this hunt next year with an excited Randy Newberg could be one of the funnest experiences I could possibly imagine. I know you're excited for it, Randy. We've worked on this for a couple of years trying to, you know, working with the Nature Conservancy. They've been, you know, kind enough to provide us the opportunity to purchase these tags and create this experience for somebody that I think is going to be second to none. I do a lot of this. I can't participate in any of our sweepstakes or raffles as an employee, but if I had the one-time free, you know, pass to enter something, I would go all in on this one, because I think it would be one of those truly incredible experiences.
Well, yesterday I was doing a podcast with Corey Jacobson, and I told Corey he's not allowed to win either. And he said, well, I want to go to Kentucky so bad, I might just create a few aliases or something. I said, Corey, we're going to rat you out, man. But the point of it being is, even someone who gets to hunt as much as Corey does, he's just intrigued by the fact that we're somehow going to take somebody to Kentucky on an elk hunt. And part of this will be a celebration of what has happened in Kentucky, because through Kentucky's program, now we have elk in Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia. You look at all of the herds east of the Mississippi that have been augmented by this Kentucky herd of over 10,000 elk. a lot of people probably don't know that moving elk between states anymore with chronic wasting disease is nearly impossible, but the Kentucky herd is still considered free of CWD. So the movements that we have had in the East to reestablish populations have all been because of this effort that started 25 years ago.
Yeah, it's one of the really cool stories is, you know, Kentucky was this recipient of this really grand conservation gift of reestablishing elk there. And if you talk to some of the folks that worked with us for years, like the Kim Delosiers and others, they were so proud of the fact that they could participate in supplying elk to some of those adjacent states. Some of those elk are, or you know how elk are, they're going to find their way where they want to be. Some of them are national expansion. Obviously, some of it has been planned and executed expansion of that herd. But I know the folks in Kentucky take a lot of pride in the fact that they've been a source herd in circumstances over the past several years.
Yeah. And 25 years ago, when this program was put in motion, I doubt that anyone had a crystal ball to say, yeah, by 2020, the movement of elk and other cervids is going to be impractical because of this disease we're going to discover called chronic wasting disease. But I guess it shows the importance of conservation on as many possible landscapes as possible, because you never know what's going to happen. And this is a perfect example of an unanticipated benefit of having a robust herd in Kentucky.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the one eternal truth I've discovered is I have no clue what's going to happen in the future, nor does anyone else, as far as I can tell. So sometimes you're fortuitous in how these things work out. And I think this is just one of the really cool conservation stories. I know folks that have been around our organization for a long time, when you talk about our really grand accomplishments as an organization, we certainly think of some of those landscape level Western landscape, large land transactions, some of the public access that we've created. Those are really notable and stand out. But man, Kentucky always seems to be a part of the conversation. We talk about these really significant conservation milestones that we've accomplished.
Yeah, well, it should be. And I'm glad it is. But I'm going to pivot here, Steve, to how existing members get in on this deal and how new members can get in on this deal. If you're an existing member, all you got to do is go enter your membership number in to get your entries. Isn't that correct?
That's right. Yep. And it's, you know, staggered by level. Supporting members get 5 entries at the Team Elk member. You get 10 entries. That Team Elk's a little bit of an upgrade. You get some access to some exclusive discounts with our partners, some other benefits to that. And then, of course, Randy, you've been a big champion of this sportsman member category. There's 20 entries at that level. And of course, your friends at Gerber provide us a DTS knife joining at that level. And then at our Heritage and above, of course, that's 50. And Life members, that's a 50 entry opportunity. And right now, another one of your close partners and our partners, Kennetrek Boots, is a nice benefit when you become a Life member of RMEF.
Yeah. And you get them, then you get a Go Hunt gift card. You get all kinds of stuff. My point being is, if you go to the website, you can enter your membership number and you'll get in. And if you want to, you know, support the Elk Foundation in a bigger way, you're going to get more entries into this if you want to upgrade your membership. So good for everybody. Good for the people entering. Good for RMEF and good for elk is the way that I look at that.
Yeah, it's a win-win-win for sure. I think, you know, these are, as you alluded to earlier, Andy, these are important. These are specific membership drives that we do throughout the course of the year. And membership is such a huge and important, we're a membership organization. It's so critical to having a growing membership role to help fuel the engine that delivers the mission every day for the organization.
Yeah, and the other part that folks may not know is when RMEF has a dollar and they collaborate with partners and nonprofit groups and they go find some matching money here, some matching money there, that $100 membership can be leveraged to $500, $600, $700 because of how effective your team is in leveraging that money.
Yeah, that's right. We, in fact, when we do a lot of the habitat enhancement work that we fund, we will not do it without at least a one-to-one match. There's got to be more skin in the game than just ours. And that's being responsible to our members and donors and partners, ensuring that their dollars go as far as they can in delivery of our mission. And to your point, we've done this long enough where more often than not, we see 5, 6, 7 times every dollar we spend is leveraged by 5, 6, 7 times and more just to make bigger, better projects and better mission delivery happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm just excited that we're able to do it, Steve. I wanted to get you on here. I know you're busy. I know you got a lot going on, but I just think it's good for the audience to hear from someone who's been at the Elk Foundation as long as you have. You've worked at every level of the Elk Foundation. You've seen the tangible and intangible benefits of what comes from a great membership, a great donor group, the supporters and the volunteers of the Elk Foundation that make this organization top notch, just first level when you think about conservation groups and land conservation groups. Elk Foundation comes to everybody's mind, and with good reason. And it's people like you, the staff, and like I said, volunteers, donors, members, the whole works. It all comes together to create conservation success stories like we're going to go celebrate next year in Kentucky. So thanks for doing it, Steve. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Randy. We at the Elk Foundation appreciate everything that you do for us. The continuation of this really awesome and unique opportunity in the form of this sweepstakes, I encourage everybody to at least go out and check it out. Again, if you're an active member, it's pretty easy. Look at upgrading, move the needle forward, support this campaign is important. And, you know, you have our commitment. We'll continue to do the work that we do the most effectively and efficiently that we possibly can. And we're driven by that every day. So again, Randy, thanks to you. Thanks to all. I know a ton of your listeners are good supporters of the organization, and we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you're listening to this, go to rmef.org/winahunt. Or if you go out to rmef.org, their website, you'll see it plastered all over there. And please support the Elk Foundation. They do amazing work. If not for them, the opportunities that we all enjoy would be a fraction of what they are. And hopefully, Steve, I don't know. Have we decided? Have you guys decided when you're going to draw the winner?
We're running through November 1st, so it's going to be shortly thereafter. I would assume that first week in November, certainly by the second week in November, we should have a winner.
All right. Well, so far, every winner that you guys have drawn that I've got to spend a week hunting with have been some of the most remarkable, friendly, upbeat people. I just can't, when you do these, there's a little trepidation of, well, what if we get somebody who's just kind of a down in the mouth sourpuss? And I've just been so lucky. And I don't know if it's because of how the Elk Foundation membership, these are optimistic people, they're positive people or what, but I'm excited to see who wins, because odds are I'm going to get another lifetime friend by spending a week hunting elk with them. So
yeah, no question. I that's a testament, I think, to your audience and the Elk Foundation members. I think by and large are represent some of the best people that are out there on the face of the earth. So I think we got a pretty good pool to draw from for sure.
Well, I'm going to let you back to your work. Hopefully when you get done with your work, you can go catch a few fish and you'll send me a picture about it. But thanks for being here. And folks, please go out to rmef.org, win a hunt, sign up, upgrade, whatever it takes, because your support of the Elk Foundation is what puts more elk on the ground. So, thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
Thank you. When the sun came shining and I was strolling and the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling, as the fog was lifting, a voice was changing.